You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Covering all the local, the state, the national, all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. We're continuing with Dipper number one. I called it rolling the dice, which is exactly what the Republican leadership is asking for its people to do in the House and Senate in the Alabama legislature right now. Roll the dice. This bill is the absolute distortion of everything they say they stand for. In fact, I guarantee you, if you go to the Alabama Republican Party website and pull down the platform issues that the party says it stands for, and then compare it to the things that we're about to talk about in more detail with Stephanie Smith in this gambling bill, you will find a violation of, 90% of those principles. Well, I'll tell you what, let me just go ahead and bring her on right now. So our friend from the Alabama Policy Institute, president of API, Stephanie Smith, they've just done a new report, and she's on the line to talk to us about it. Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, I've got a copy of your bill right here. Your report on the bill right here. Ran through the whole thing. It's covered up in notes and highlights. Good job as always. But all it did was make me mad.
That's right. Well, and I had to pare it down. There are some other things that I didn't even put in there, and a couple of them that I want to mention for sure. Because I verified them over the weekend with a couple of attorneys that I was correct in my reading of the bill. But, these two bills put together about 150 pages, and very few legislators have read them. They were just given them Thursday afternoon after the gambling proponents press conference. And with legislators are calling, ringing, texting me, asking me what's in these bills. Because they just really haven't even had time to read them.
Yeah.
Now, it's on a fast track, and it's going to be in committee tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock for a public hearing, possibly voted on. We're not sure. And then it's slated to be on the floor on Thursday. So
wow.
There are a lot of legislators who are receiving a lot of pressure to vote for something that will completely change the culture of our state without having the chance to have read it and understand what's in it.
Yeah, and it's not even just changing the culture of our state, which is a huge, but the second piece of this is it's also asking them to violate, many of them violate the tenets they say they stand for as so-called conservative Republicans.
Yeah, absolutely. The two bills put together violate the tenets of free markets because it picks winners and losers. It actually, picks the people who have been illegally operating for a decade or two. Select their locations, not by name this time, but by county.
Yeah.
And allows a, quote, and I'm using air quotes, bidding process. But the bidding process, I shouldn't say rigged, but it's orchestrated to where the current illegal operators have a competitive advantage unless there's somebody who's willing to come in and put $35 million down on the table. So we have a situation to where, the free market principles are being violated. Also, obviously, limited government principles are being violated. We have two unelected and completely unaccountable commissions being created. They're being created outside of the scope of accountability to the voters, but also written into the bill, the gambling commission process. Those who don't receive a license or feel like they've been harmed by the process don't have due process or the ability to sue the gambling commission.
Yeah.
Also, the lottery commission operates outside of the ethics commission. They do not have to go by bidding laws.
Outside the ethics commission? How can they do that?
They're writing it in the bill.
What? That's not a red flag. Boy, this whole thing. And by the way, I think I need to jump in and say this, too. For those who aren't familiar, when you hear the word commission, That's a quasi-governmental entity. You're creating more government by building this bill.
No, absolutely. You're creating a huge separate arm of the Montgomery bureaucracy. The one of the more troubling aspects of the bill, besides creating casinos in every corner of the state and unlimited amount of sports betting licenses, so that it's on literally every phone or device in the state, is the creation of this enforcement arm under the gaming yes. commission. So they're creating a gaming commission that's just appointed. And then the director of that gaming commission and the assistant director aren't under the ethics laws. And then those people hire a person to head the enforcement arm of this gaming commission that operates outside of the scope of the attorney general and outside of the scope of ALEA, which is the law enforcement agent, agency of the state. So you have an unelected commission, an unelected director that's hired by an unelected commission that has an enforcement arm that not only, it's not like a security firm at these casinos. They actually have the ability to enforce law that has nothing to do with gambling. They have general law enforcement powers and police powers.
The very idea, and by the way, that also means they're going to have free range to go anywhere in the state. So I would imagine they don't have to coordinate with local law enforcement. If they show up in a county, they can just do what they got to do and then disappear again. The whole thing smacks of corruption.
In the bill, it says by any means necessary.
It says that in the bill.
It says by any means necessary. And back on the question on the judicial system, the gaming commission, the lottery commission has the ability to create its own whole structure. And then the gaming commission, also, they wrote into it that whatever decisions the gaming commission makes as far as who does and doesn't get licenses, they cannot be sued for that. So they've learned their lesson on the fact that the marijuana commission is all inside out, upside down, with lawsuits, and that's holding it up. So they have created a caveat for themselves that they cannot be sued.
Now, what they're really doing is they're creating a get out of jail free card. They're creating the opportunity to be unaccountable, unreachable. And then at the same time, these massive, they're looking at 24% tax rate on the gambling revenue. So 24%, guess where that money's going to wind up going? It's going to wind up passing through them before it ever gets to anybody else, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So the payouts and the percentages are actually, before. So what I mean by that is that first they pay themselves. They create the structure and they pay themselves. And then the tax is created.
So if you build more government, you get to use more of the revenue for yourselves.
That is right. That is right. And the one other piece of this, as far as the structure of it goes, that is just absolutely corrupt, is that written into the bill, commissioners and employees can own up to 1% in multiple gambling operations. Now, 1% doesn't sound like too much, but when you think about how much money these things generate, having people be part owners in something that they are supposed to be regulating is just bad public policy.
Well, let's go ahead and add to it. And oh, by the way, they're also not subject to the state ethics laws. I mean, right now, I was working with a guy who is just, I don't want to call him a functionary. He was a member of a municipal government, but he was in the building department. He still had to file all the ethics, I've got a family member who works for a utility company. She still has to file documentation under the ethics laws. And you're telling me these guys are going to be in the gambling commission with $1 billion flowing through it, potentially being able to own part of a casino where there's no corruption in the mm-hmm. casino world. And then they're going to have their own enforcement arm. And oh, by the way, they can keep growing every year with no caps. And then on top of that, they're not subject to the ethics laws. What are they doing down there right now?
Well, and it's one of those things that, the mantra has become, let the people vote. And they're using kind of these, you know, the slow drip from the last 20 years of people want to vote for a lottery. That is not what this vote is.
No, it's not.
This vote is for a lottery, a completely unelected and corrupt system, 10 casinos, at least 10 casinos statewide, because that's another wrinkle. That's one of the things that is not in the report that I sent you over the weekend, which is nowhere in the legislation can I find that one license equals one casino.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're going to have I-65 is going to be the new Vegas Strip, straight down the middle of the state. Bam, 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 bam.
So when I talk about changing the state culturally, that's what I mean, is that this entire structure is corrupted from the very beginning. They've actually written the corruption into the bill. And then also they have given themselves every single allowance. The other major thing that I think that people don't understand is that these counties and then the city of Birmingham that are delineated in the bill are just a starting point, because Lowndes County and Houston County, if they don't get a license by 2029, then those two licenses can be transferred to any city or county in the state. In addition, the Gaming Commission has the ability to transfer ownership of the license and transfer location of the license.
Do you remember? And I'm gonna get a little bit euphemistic here, but do you remember one of the Back to the Future movies when he went to the future and he found that Biff had opened a casino and the entire town was seedy and corrupt, and right in the middle of it was this big giant seedy casino, and that's what I keep picturing they're trying to turn Alabama into, is Biff's casino.
Biff's casino. Yeah, and it's a Pottersville image in my mind, maybe, because that's one of my favorite movies.
Oh yeah,
it's
mine just, too.
This is not who Alabama is. This is not what we want Alabama to be. And to be dishonest about what this bill is, even with your own members, it is really distasteful. But to be dishonest with the general public and put pressure on legislators to say, you know, the people in your district say that they want to vote. The people in no district want to vote for all of this.
No, they don't.
I guarantee it.
No, they don't. We've got to get messaging out there that tells people what's in this thing. And oh, by the way, people have got to start leaning on their legislators. Like Andy Witt, Republican of Harvest. I've got one listener who goes to church with Andy and says, I don't think he's like that. Well, yeah, he is. He helped draft this bill. He's toting it right now.
Right, and the frustrating thing is that they keep talking about enforcement. And one of the other things that they wrote into this bill is that the current illegal operators can continue to illegally operate through 2027 as long as they comply with the new Gaming Commission.
Yeah, the same people.
So all of this talk about traveling across the state trying to close these illegal operations down, they literally wrote into the bill that illegal operators can continue to illegally operate until 2027.
Listen. I'd love to say thanks for coming on, but all you did is just made me mad. Oh my gosh!
Well, now you know why I was mad all weekend. So, reading these bills, and I've read both of them three times through now, and I've gotten some backup from attorneys and other folks to make sure that what I'm reading and it's accurate. Unfortunately,
well, listen, I know I'm out of time right now, but we've got to stay in touch on this, and you come back on. I mean, like, literally, you call it the drop of a hat if you feel like you got something new about the movement of this bill to let my audience know. All right,
okay.
we're with you.
I absolutely will.
All right.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Stephanie Smith, President, Alabama Policy Institute. Oh my gosh, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap this up. Good Lord, are these Republicans? Are they really Republicans, or are they just like? I mean, I don't want to say bought and paid for, because a lot of these are friends of mine. All right, y'all, listen, some of y'all down in Montgomery, you got to bow up, man. You got to friggin' bow up. We'll be right back.